Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Wait a minute. Okay, Sino, returning my call from where?
From customer support.
Yeah, I don't know what customer support is. Is this for the customer support for the White House or where?
Okay, so I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies, but your name and number was in our system for a callback, so I was returning your call.
Okay. All right. Somebody put a charge. You're going to have to go through the 400 companies, I guess. They put a charge on my charge card. Muscle something. I have no idea what it is. And your number that I called is on that charge account.
Okay, I'd be happy to see why were you charged. What's your zip code?
89029.
First and last name?
Terry Gannas, G-A-N-A-S. First name's T-E-R-R-Y.
Yes, sir. So one moment while I try to locate an account.
Yes, ma'am.
You said your last name was G as in James. G as in George, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so an account isn't pulling up. I put your first and last name. Well, first I used your zip code. I didn't find anything. So then I put your first and last name and nothing pulled up. So I'm just going to use your phone number. Is it the 702-546-001?
0081. It could be under that, something under that phone number. I'm not 100% sure about the phone number because I don't even know what the charge is. It was like $3.99 for what I don't know, but I know there's a lot of scam companies. They just buy up a bunch of credit cards, put a charge on, and nobody says nothing. They get paid, you know.
Okay, so I have a question. Hold on.
Yes.
One moment. Okay. So do you know anybody by the name of, last name, Peters?
Yes.
First name?
Janice.
Okay. So, yeah, when I put the phone number in, an account pulled up under Janice Peters, but I need you to verify your shipping address.
You need me to verify a shipping address? Is that what you said?
Yeah, hers, because it's registered under Janice Peters when I put your phone number in.
Okay. Then maybe she, I don't know how the hell it got on my charge card. The shipping address was 2220 Cougar Drive, suite number 2075-89029.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So give me one moment while I review the account.
All right.
Okay. So I show here on November the 29th, she paid the $7.95 to receive our tactical bag, which was shipped out on November the 30th. And then also she did pay the $3.99 for the warranty that comes with the tactical bag.
What is a tactical bag?
It's like a small military grade bag, and you know the ones you scrap in front of you.
What comes in it?
Just a tactical bag. It's the bag.
Oh my God! And see, when that charge was on that credit card, or was it an ATM card?
I'm showing us the Visa card and again.
It's an ATM card. I asked her. I said, and the bank said it said Muscle Something was the name of the company or something. And I said, do you know anything about this? Well, she didn't even recognize it. She said, no, I don't know. And so I thought, well, maybe I should just check into it and see. So I'll okay, they shipped it out, you said? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. It was shipped on the 30th. I can track it and see when she...
No, you don't have to do that. I'll just let her know that you shipped it, and I'll let her know what it is. So.
Okay.
Jog her memory a little bit, because she didn't recognize. You know, a lot of times you charge something or whatever, and you might be buying John's Pizza Pie, and it charge comes up on your card as a Joe Blow's
right.
dealer. You know what I mean? So
yes,
she didn't even recognize it. So now I know what it is. Everything's hunky-dory. You have a nice day. Don't work too hard.
You too. Look, thanks for calling the customer support.
Mm-hmm.